Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Question. Do our dreams have an expiration date? If you think they do, I'm going to try and change that thought. What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double-Edged Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find The Double-Edged Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. Today, I want to talk about something that we all think about at some point. This idea that we somehow have an expiration date on our dreams. You know, the voice that whispers, you're too old, or that ship has sailed. Well, I'm here to tell you that that voice, it's wrong. It's dead wrong. Life has this fascinating way of revealing things to us at unexpected moments. Sometimes it's a quiet realization while you're doing your dishes, or other times it's a thunderbolt that strikes during your morning commute. These revelations, they don't follow a schedule. They don't check your age before showing up. Think about this for a minute. When you're standing at a crossroads in your life, feeling stuck in a routine that doesn't fulfill you, or realizing your true passion lies somewhere else, that's not a crisis. That's an invitation. It's your life speaking to you, telling you it's time for a change. I've met so many people who had their aha moments at different stages in their life. There's this guy, we'll just call him Lee. Lee spent 20 years in the criminal justice system. He got, you know, he'd get looked over on promotions. His pay was far below what he deserved. Then he came to the realization of his true calling in counseling and therapy. Was it terrifying to make the change? You bet. Did people think he was having a midlife crisis? Probably. But here's the thing. He was just finally listening to the voice that had been whispering to him for a long, long time. Here's the truth about personal revelations. They build on everything that came before. Every job you've worked, every challenge you've faced, every relationship you've had. They're all pieces of a puzzle that slowly come together. Sometimes it takes decades to see the full picture, and that's okay. And let's talk about that fear for a moment, that voice that's saying, but I'll be starting from scratch. No, you won't. You're starting with experience, with wisdom, with a deeper understanding of who you are and what you want. These aren't setbacks. They're more like a foundation. The beautiful thing about personal growth is that it's linear. It doesn't follow some predetermined path that society has laid out. Some people find their calling in their 20s, some others in their 40s, and even some in their 60s and beyond. each journey is unique and each revelation comes exactly when it's meant to come. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Maybe you're listening to this right now with that funny feeling in your gut. Maybe you're doing something that looks successful on paper, but doesn't feed your soul. I want you to know something. That relentlessness that you're feeling, that's not a midlife crisis. That's not a failure. That's your authentic self asking to be let out. Life revelations aren't just about career changes, although they can be. They're about giving yourself permission to evolve. They're about understanding that growth doesn't have an age limit. They're about reclaiming your right to define your own path. You know what's fascinating? Often the people who make the biggest changes later in life end up being the most fulfilled. Why? Because they have the courage to listen to the revelations, to honor that inner voice that's saying there's something more. So, if you're standing at a crossroads right now, feeling uncertain, feeling like maybe it's too late, I want you to take a deep breath and remember this. The only true failure is letting fear of change stop you from embracing your revelations. Your journey doesn't have to look like anyone else's. Your timeline is your own. Whether it's starting a business, moving to a new city, learning a new skill, or even completely reinventing yourself. The time is now, not because there's a deadline, but because you're ready. Because you're here listening to this right now, feeling that pull towards something more. The doors to change never really close. They're waiting for you to be ready to walk through them. And trust me, when you do, you'll find that being a late bloomer isn't a disadvantage. It's more like a secret weapon. You bring perspective, wisdom, clarity, and that only comes with life experience. Remember, it's never too late to rewrite your story. The next chapter is waiting for you to pick up the pen. What will your revelation inspire you to write? This is Rob Manuel with The Double Edge Factor. And it would mean the world to me if you would share this episode with just one person. Hey, and let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or find The Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can have access to all of our media outlets as well as join our email list. And I'll leave you with this, friends. Be intentional with your words, thoughts, and actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.